everybody, it's your boy Carter Slick. I love y'all so much. What's up, everybody? It's Carter Slade, and today we are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects to just learn about, but it's life. And to me, real quick, sorry, everybody, but this topic to me is like so. It's so different because we don't know what life is. Scientists, they don't know what life is, and everybody has their own perspective of life, you know. And if not just people in today's time, but people in the far out past had their own perspective of life and what it actually is and what it is. And I love the subject. One, is life even alive? Like, is life, is the world in trees and plants, is this earth, is it alive? Because this earth is life. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look in space and the sun doesn't have life, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Pluto, none of these planets, technically, according to scientists, have life on them. So earth has life. Is earth life itself? Like, is earth life? Is earth our creator? Like, if it wasn't for earth, like, we wouldn't be here, and we are created from earth. Like, and that's just how I'm looking at it. It's like, people believe in God. I for sure believe in earth. Like, everybody for sure believes in earth. Earth has plants, it has different sunflowers and roses and tulips and all these different kinds of plants. Why do we need different kinds of plants? Just like it has different types of animals. Why is it a lion different from a tiger? Why couldn't there have just been a lion? And I know a lot of people say evolution and you know, stuff like that, but to me, it's where did they evolve from? Because it had to start off as one. So if it was only one mating with one, or mating with the other one identical to what it looks like, meaning a lion mating with a lion, how could you produce a jaguar or a tiger or a smaller cat? Because where did it come from? Like a dog, for example. If it was a wolf, if they all came from wolves, what wolf mated with what wolf? And how did you get a chihuahua out of that lineage? You know, and that's the questions I'm asking. Why is a tulip different from a rose? Why? Why? It looks so... Why is an oak tree different from a apple tree? A lot of these questions, it sounds like they're like mediocre questions, but then when you think about it, it's like, really, why? Well, okay, that kind of does make sense, because why is it that way? You know? Smoke break. But yeah, that's a question I have. I like to discuss like this stuff, and I like when people try to talk to me and stuff like that, and give me feedback. I like when people give me feedback. Before we go further, I just jump right into it, honestly, but I do just want to give a shout out to First Class Records. They are working real hard. Shout out to Juice Hendrix, Scotty P, Sky Fresh. You know, they, I heard they got a new project coming out called Going Digital. I heard they got some new music coming out as well. New videos dropping soon. I heard they have a documentary coming out, so I'm looking forward to that. I know it's going to be a good one, honestly. Shout out to Valerie White, my clothing line, Carter Slade clothing line. I do have more books coming out on Amazon. We got Highway Part 4, that's still in the works. And we got I'm Going to Do Good Today. It's a book. It's a full book. It's a real good book. It's basically, I just want to let you guys know that it's a book coming out. I'm Going to Do Good Today. And I can give you guys a heads up of what it's about. It's basically about this guy. He's he's trying to do good in life. He decided that every day of his life he's just going to do good. But then he realizes that, like, sometimes it's hard to do good because sometimes people don't let you do good. Sometimes you don't know what's the good thing to do in the situation. So sometimes you kind of get conflicted about doing the good thing because you don't know what's good or what's good, you know. So it's going to be like a realistic, like, book. It's going to have some comedy in it, some romance, some drama. Yeah, it's going to be really, like, it's going to be a nice book. I'm working on it. High Rate Part 4, once again, that's dropping soon. Scotty P from First Class Records, he told me that he has a book coming out, and he also told me he has his own clothing line coming out. So that's going to be really dope. Like, Scott Fresh, he has Raised by Wolves dropping. I know he's been working on a couple projects, like, individually by himself besides music. So that's going to be real good. But yeah. And think about it like this. All the stuff that I'm talking about right now, I wouldn't be talking about if life didn't exist. If life wasn't life, I wouldn't ever be able to say, oh, Scotty P is working on a book. I would never be able to say Sky Honcho, Sky Fresh is working on a book. I wouldn't personally even be able to promote my own clothing line, Valerie White. I wouldn't be able to do any of that if life wasn't real, or if life wasn't it, like, it's alive. Like, life is alive. And how do I know it's alive? Because we're alive. And a lot of people are not going to think that into it. And I'm not even thinking deep into it. Like, this is all flowing off. I have a couple of notes right here. But at the end of the day, this is just what's on my mind, you know? And that's what motivates me to do the podcast. I've been dealing with life these last couple of months, you know, whether it's good stuff happening or bad stuff happening. I've been dealing with all walks of life, all forms of life, and it's kind of weird. I don't know what it is. Some stuff, still to this day, I don't understand it. I still can't understand a lot of the stuff that happens in life right now. However, tomorrow is still going to come. It's always going to be tomorrow. It's always going to be 8 o'clock today. Right now, it's 1:31. It's always going to be 8 o'clock. Even if the world blew up, it's still going to continue. Like, because how do I know that? Because the world was here for billions of years before I was here. And just because I only perceived the world from the time that I got here, it still was here, which is why we look back at history. You know, we talk about history, and that was another topic that I was going to bring into this life situation, because it's like we only know life from history. You know, we don't know life from the future because we can't predict the future. We can't see the future. However, we can see the past, you know. So real quick, let me just pull up this definition of, well, right now we're going to look at history. We're going to look at the origins of history, the etymology of history, the meaning of history, and why it is so important when studying life. So right now I'm looking at the etymology of history. And etymology, for those who don't know, etymology means the origins of a word. It breaks down a word and where it came from, what part of the world it come from, and when it was first used and stuff like this. So etymology of the word history. So the origins of the word history comes from Greek, and it was histor, which means learned or wise man. And then it translated to historia, and which means finding out, narrative history. And then it translated to Latin, which is the word we use today, which is history. In the Middle English, the Latin for Greek historia, finding out, narrative history, from histors, learn, or wise man. So basically it comes from Greek, and it was about finding out the narrative of what happened from wise men. I never knew that, because they got the history from their own stories. Because you never know, like, people can lie about history. People can lie and tell you a story, and you're just automatically supposed to believe that it happened because they're telling you. History, from old French historian, history, chronicle, history, all right, this, okay, so this isn't actually talking about anything, but what year did the word history, I'm gonna look up the word historia, see what year that was first used. And I'm just doing all this just so I can have documents and just to show you guys, like, no, I'm looking up my, you know, I use different sources and different documents to actually, like, get my information. Because one thing about me, like I just told you all, like, people can lie about history. So if people can lie about history, what I like to do is, because I wasn't there, I personally would never know. However, if I look at different texts from one person, and then I read another text from another person, and then another text from another person, or I look at another video from another person, it'll just put me in a perspective of what it was like. Because if just looking at, like, today, if somebody telling you one story, and then another person telling you a different story, and then another person telling you a different story, but they all coincide to one story, then you'll just have a better picture and a better understanding of what happened, so you can go off and base it off yourself, if that makes sense. So I like to look at different documents and different resources and sources in order to find what I'm actually looking for, to get a better understanding of what I'm trying to understand. Smoke break. That was a big hit. But yeah, so it basically came in 14C. That's what I'm getting, like 14 BC. Well, right here, one text says 12. So yeah, I'm basically going to say it came between 10C and 15C. That's how I like to do it, during that time, which is what, 5 years? But you came in that 5 year span. Now, that's the etymology of history. It comes from Greek, and it means learned or wise man. And people basically change that to historia, because when you talk to a learned man or a wise man, they'll give you history or knowledge of current past events that they lived through, and they got them passed down from, you know, their historians or their historias. Now let's go look at what the word history means. And all of this, once again, it does translate back into life, you know, because if it wasn't for life, we wouldn't have a history to even talk about. Now, history itself in today's time is the study of past events, particularly in human affairs. The other event is the whole series of past events connected with someone or something. So history is basically the study of what happened before. That's what I got from it. It's not just past events, it's just what happened before. What happened before I got on this podcast? I was smoking a blunt. What happened before today? Yesterday. So history is just before. Okay, so why is history important? History is important because, to me, history kind of shapes the now. It's important because history helps, like, us understand the past to help us, like, predict the future and to help us create it. So studying what happened before helps us prevent the next, or helps us go into the next, or helps us determine what the next will hold for us, if it makes sense. You know, studying history gives us a wide opportunity to get better understanding of our past experiences and count on the great achievements and avoid the horrific mistakes. So looking back at history, you can like see where you triumphed at, see what move you made actually benefited you, and then you can use those moves in order to benefit in the future, or use those moves to actually like not fuck up in the future. So history is real important because it is us. Like, we all are history. We all are a product of history. And a lot of people don't understand that, because a lot of kids, when I talk to kids now, they think we are now. Like, I talk to my sister's friend's children. One of them is 8 and one of them is 4. And they always thought I was 22 years old. They never expected that I was 8 years old before, or 4 years old. They thought their mom was always grown, and they didn't realize, no, like, your mom, she was 8 years old before. My mom was 8 years old before. My grandma was 8 years old before, you know? And we only, and it's kind of crazy because I didn't, once I was told that, a couple of days went by and I started to look at even the adults or even the older generation in my life. And now start to think like, whoa, like, they used to be my age. Like, they were my age. And it hit me. It was that I always thought they were grown-ups and adults. My little sister just told me that she always thought I was 14 years old my whole life. And she thought that was grown. Being 14 was a grown-up. That's what she told me. She's 16 right now. And she thought, well, when she was younger, before she was 14, she thought being 14 was an adult. You know, so it's like, we got to sit down with our young and tell them, like, no, like, we are people. Like, we are people. Like, and that's what I try to stress on, like, anybody I come with that's younger than me. And I did a camp, and I'm going back to do a camp again. And the kids there, I would just tell them, like, yo, like, I used to be your age, too. I ain't used to act like this. Because, like, sometimes they would get mad, and it's like, no, I understand you mad, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you can't handle that because I was this age before. So I know you can. And they were understanding that, like, okay, like, you really was my age. And I'm like, when I was in your age, I was in this grade. They, oh, I'm in this grade right now. It's like, exactly, because I was in that grade. I know what it's like to have recess and to have to put your hands behind your back and wear a uniform in a classroom and learn what the teachers want you to learn, and they grading you, and you a young kid, and teachers are like literally trying to boss you around. Sometimes they try to boss you around and use their authority. I've been in that position, and I just had to let them know, like, no, like, I've been there before. It's not hard, but it is really, really hard. You know, you just gotta understand that you are in a position that so many people have been in. You know, so many people have been in a position that you are in. A lot of us, I'm about to be 23. It was so many people and that I know that was 23. And they tell me the stories about what they were doing when they were 23 and all this stuff like this. And it's like, I don't knock anybody for doing anything. However, life is real. You gotta like use that as fuel. Because if somebody telling you what they was doing when they was your age, and you look at their life right now, and they're just now getting it together, you can see that and say, all right, well, if I continue to be this, or if I do that, I can be this. Or if I do that, this is going to happen to me. So you just got to use a lot of the stuff that you learn from the OGs. And it's real important. I talked about this in my first podcast. The OGs, you got to be open to the young generation. Like, you got to, because we lost. We are lost, and not necessarily lost, but however, we do need some advice. Some stuff we had to teach ourselves, you know, like paying bills and paying taxes and fucking managing time and managing money. A lot of this stuff I taught myself, how to create money on the side while having a job. And then also how to make money when you don't got a job. It's just all that stuff pretty much had to teach myself. And it's like, a lot of the generation like me, they had to teach themselves, you know. And once again, I'm not knocking any OGs or anything like that. However, what I'm saying is that we are who we are because y'all, Kind of. Like every, I don't, I'm not gonna say everything we learned differently. However, we were only surrounded by y'all our whole life. So a lot of our characteristics and a lot of our qualities come from around the people that we hung around with in life. Life is weird. It's a weird thing. And like, we are like computers. Like the way I look at the human brain, it's like a computer. Like you can program it. You can literally program your brain to speak a different language just by practicing a language and getting a language built into your system, technically, if that makes sense. However, it's like your brain is programming you. I can't see color unless my brain registers it. Just like a computer, if you don't, if you turn on a computer and you don't have the VGA cable plugged into the monitor and to the CPU, it will not work. I used to do computers for 6 years. The VGA cable, that's the blue cable in the back that looked like a hexagon kind of. But you plug that into the screen, into the computer processing unit, the big box, and you don't, if you don't plug that in, you're not going to see nothing from the screen. Your screen is going to turn on, but it's going to not show anything. And that's because that cord isn't hooked up. I've seen sometimes working in the field of like computers, I've seen times where it was plugged in, but it wasn't fully plugged in, and you still wouldn't get the image on the screen. So it's, you know, it's just like humans. If you're not trying to see anything, or if you don't fully want to see it, or fully have it, have your eyes set on seeing something or understanding something, because that analogy can go in with understanding. If you're not fully trying to understand, you won't understand it. You'll only understand it from the levels of consciousness that you are allowing your body to, you know, emit or observe. Smoke break. But yeah, like, and once again, this is just all learned. This is just like what's on my mind. Like, I like when I get feedback, when people talk to me about what I'm saying and stuff like this, because it just makes me like, okay, like, you feel that you can, it's not even you feel the same way, but you understand it to the point where you're talking to me about it. Like, all right, I see what you're talking about, but this kind of don't make sense to me. And then we can talk about it, because I don't understand everything fully too. Although a lot of people think I'm a know-it-all or whatever the case may be, I don't portray it. I really just be chilling. Now, sometimes I ask questions, different questions that people don't ask. You know, I'm not out here trying to correct everybody, you know, or telling everybody they doing something wrong, because I personally don't know what's right. So how can I judge somebody for doing something wrong when I don't even know what's to do something right, you know? So I don't think I know it all. So when people actually come to me like, and try to talk to me or try to understand even what I'm talking about, or even so that they can put me on knowledge that I never knew of. Like, I'm always down to listen, because like, I don't know anything, you know, and neither does anybody else. Like, if everybody knew everything, they would be, you know what I'm saying? Like God type shit. If you knew everything, you'll be God for sure. You know, now if you try to understand everything, that's a lot different than thinking you know everything. Because me, I try to understand everything. Like, life is water and ice. Why is it water and ice? And fire. It's fire too. And it's a real thing. It don't have a shadow. Fire does not have a shadow, but it's a real thing. It's nothing but energy. You know, and it's a sun that is a big ball of gas burning. This is how they explain it. It's a big ball of gas in outer space, and it's just burning. It's just burning, sending solar flares up and sending radio waves and magnetic waves and hitting the earth. But because our atmosphere, we kind of block out some of the damaging radiation from the sun. But it's like, how do we know all that? Like, the sun has been here this whole time, you know, and it has. Like, it's been here this whole time. And the earth hasn't been here this whole time. So how does the earth create something that defends itself against something that's been there since its creation? You know? How? Earth has to be alive. It has to be like thinking like, all right, I don't need this because if I take too much of this radiation in, it's gonna damage me. So I need to do this. How do you know how to create a magnetosphere or a atmosphere in order to, or a stratosphere, you know, all these stratospheres and atmospheres and magnetosphere, how do you know how to do all this stuff? Just be at Earth. Kind of crazy shit. It's crazy shit. Because I don't know. I definitely don't know. Some stuff, I do understand, like, you're not supposed to know everything. And I get that. I don't think I'm supposed to know everything. Because once again, if I knew everything, I would be God. And I don't think that's the point of this experience. Because we alive, and I don't think, like, it's a different listener that's listening to this right now. And you're not me. Like, you don't think like me. You don't eat the same foods I eat. You know, your favorite color isn't the same as mine. You're probably not even the same gender as me. You know what I'm saying? Probably not even the same color, skin. However, you're still here, and I'm still here. You know, the other day, my little sister, she told me, she thinks, like, a lot of people robots. And I'm telling her, like, I get what you mean, but it's like, nah, we are here, too. Because I'm here. And I'm here, and you here. So we can't underestimate the fact that this person right here is here, or that this person right here is here, the same way and form that you are here, the same way that you can think and decide what food you want to eat today, or decide who you want to text today, or decide what TV show you want to watch, or what kind of, if you want to take a shower or not. The same way you think about stuff like that, other people think about it like that as well. And other people have the same control over their experience as you have over yours. And that's kind of weird to me, because it's like, where did this all come from? Like, where did it come from? Why can you have the same experience as me, but be a whole different person? And you can experience some of the same things. Like, you can go online on Facebook, and you can find somebody who has been in the same position as you and thought the same thing, and you can laugh about it. Like, yeah, because when that happened, it was like this. And then they all the way on the other side of the world, and they like, yeah, because it, like, and that was, and it's like a connection. It's like, wow, that really, like, you really thought the same thing I thought at a moment in your life, or you literally went through something that I went through around the same time, or while you was the same age as my life, and you had the same response, or you handled it probably the same way I did. You know, all that stuff to me is just cool. It's cool because it's like, what is it? And then to the point where we can make computers. You know, we can make computers interact. And it's like, we are doing this. It's not like computers are just here. It's like, no, people are making these computers. People are making these cars. It's not like the cars disappear. Like, there was a time where people were driving around in horses, and people used to send mails off, and that was their forms of communication, and that was their form of transportation. But now somebody thought, okay, if I put these wheels on this, and then I put this engine on there, and I put coal or gas or whatever, and I can make the engine turn and make the wheels go, then people can just start doing this instead of riding horses. Somebody thought like that. Somebody thought, well, if I put this magnet up in this device, and then I put this other device in here, I can make somebody, send somebody a letter from their house, and it'll automatically go to that person. I can dial these numbers on my cell phone, and through somehow space and time, I can call somebody that's in Japan, but I'm right here. And it wasn't that way before. Somebody thought about that, you know. Just like a picture, I take photos, and somebody created a camera. Somebody knew that if you could put this device in here, you'll capture the wavelength of light that passes through from a certain area that you're focused on. You can create a picture. You can create them into a little piece of paper. Kind of crazy. And, like, that's all life. That's what life really is. And It's all that stuff. Everything you can think about, everything in your mind right now you can think about is life, because all you know is life. And if anybody else like feels something about this podcast, like not bad or anything like that, but like good, like if you feel like, damn, that kind of makes sense, or it kind of makes you look at life differently and you question something and you want to talk about it, feel free to like inbox me. You can find me on Instagram at JUICEWILLIAMZ. You can find me on Facebook at Julian Haygood, you know, JULIENHAYGOOD. You can inbox me, email me. You can, you know, and we can talk. Like I love to talk about this stuff, and that's why I use this podcast. So before I go, I do just want to remind everybody, you know, drink water. Try to make one healthy decision in your life, whether it's like not dealing with a person, whether it's not watching a TV show, whether it's not eating a certain meal. You know, just try to make one healthy decision in your life every day that benefits you and makes you like is a good choice. Once again, I do want to shout out First Class Records, Juice Hendrix, Scotty Fresh, Sky Fresh, new everything coming soon. I love y'all so much.